Hi, I'm Dr. Anne Pollier, and I'm going to talk to you today about brain fitness. What's the big deal about brain fitness? Our brains are like computers and run by programs. We can update those programs quite simply for better brain fitness. This keeps our minds fit, just as we keep our bodies fit by working out. And it improves our performance. Plus, we feel better and we're in much better shape mentally, which saves us money. We used to think that brain cells died and were not replaced after a certain age in adulthood. This is not true. Neuroscience demonstrates we can choose to grow new brain cells all our lives. And this is called neurogenesis. Not only can we grow brain cells, but we can also choose to grow new pathways interconnecting the cells for speedier functioning. Our brains can expand their capacity, reorganize, and declutter. Plus, it's simple to do and entirely our choice. And it's available to us now at any age. So how do we acquire brain fitness? Firstly, it does not require special equipment or cost a lot. There are three ways. Firstly, move that body. It can be anywhere you like. It can be swimming, biking, walking, as long as it's challenging, lasts 30 minutes and done about four times a week. Secondly, we can make use of our thinking abilities, especially in new and challenging ways. Doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, playing bridge, reading, learning a new language, texting. And thirdly, social engagement, where we practice our social skills, listening, playing games, communicating, going to parties. So how does all of this work? The cardio and the other exercises pump oxygen and a protein to our brains. This triggers a chemical reaction and increases the production of a specific chemical, the BDNF, or brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This sets up a reaction which allows the brain to grow and lay down new pathways for neural communication. This helps learning, memory, and adaptability. Mental challenges like crossword puzzles do help, but the most important component to brain fitness is doing something physical, which accounts for 60% of all brain growth. Now, toning to keep our minds sharp. Training the brain does require a selection of these three ways I talked about, the physical, the mental exercise, and socializing. But to keep in shape, we also need to avoid getting lazy about outsourcing our thoughts by adopting those we heard or on TV or saw in the social media. And we need to become aware of our feelings, known as emotional intelligence, so we can distinguish between thoughts and feelings and keep positive. Plus, it helps to maintain a balance in our nutrition. So we can all train our brains at any age in adulthood. But if we choose not to use it, it will decline, as is evidenced by the danger of dementia. The advantages of brain fitness are clear, as it improves memory, decision-making, and clarity of thought. It feels good. It improves our quality of life. And research does show it slows aging and helps the repair work. The bottom line then, as supported by research, is this is our choice for a better future. Or if we don't use it, we will lose it. Thank you.